It's time now for Practical Faith with Dr. Nick Cash. On Practical Faith, Nick provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
Nick Cash here with you on Practical Faith. Thank you so much for joining me. It truly is an honor to get to share a few minutes with you each week, thinking about practical ways that we can follow Jesus in our everyday lives. Today's episode is for somebody listening out there, maybe several somebodies. If you have said no to God about anything in the past, you still have time to change it to a yes. If you said no to God before, there's still time to say yes to Him. Maybe He called you to put your faith in Him, but you said no. Maybe He gave you a task to complete, but you said no. Maybe He was leading you in a direction that you didn't like, and so you said no. Maybe He was sending you to a specific person or a particular place, but you said no. I want to tell you today that you still have time to change your mind and to change your answer. It's not too late to say yes to God. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 32, Jesus told a parable to a crowd of people who did not want to comply with His teaching about God. He said this, "What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work today in the vineyard.' 'I will not,' the first son answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went on to the other son and said the same thing, and that son answered, 'I will go, sir,' but he never went. Which of these two sons did what his father wanted?" "The first one," they answered. And so Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you still did not repent and believe him." In this parable, Jesus honors the one who initially said no to his father at first, but later changed his mind and decided to go back and obey his father's instructions. Jesus goes on to praise the tax collectors and prostitutes, basically the biggest sinners in the eyes of the culture in Jesus' day, to show how even they can repent, literally change their minds, and turn to God in obedient faith. If God has called you to something in the past, whether it was to faith in Him or to a particular task or to a person, a place, a direction, and if you responded with a no to Him, if God was leading you to forgive someone or to trust again or to let go of something or to pick something else up, but you said no, if God was telling you to empty your hands or to release a grudge or to believe in His goodness again, but you refused, you can change your mind. There's still time. You can turn to Him. You can trust in Him and obey what He said. There's still time. And based on the words of Jesus in Matthew 21, He will not condemn you for it. He will not make you feel bad for it or regret your new decision to obey. He'll not roll His eyes and say, "Well, well, well, it's about time." No. In short, He will not treat you like a disappointed earthly father might do. When you turn to Jesus in obedient faith, you will find that you are not looking into a face filled with disappointment, but a face that is filled with love for you and delight in you, a face that beams with joy over you and your courage to turn what was once a no to God into an obedient yes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Find past episodes and access more free resources on discipleship and how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.